Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. It's a fantastic day to be with you. Wow, we're like probably 30 hours away from some fireworks, probably, you know, give or take. You know, it's hard to say. We don't know how much, but 24 or so hours, give or take, a day we've been waiting for. I mean, we will see what's about to happen. A lot of news we'll cover. Uncle Kevin is joining us at the second hour. Dr. Sherry Rogers, been a while since she's been on. Always excited to have her on. Any questions you have for her are more than welcome. You know, just because we got all this political theater in some sense, political drama, political whatever, nonsense in some ways, doesn't mean we don't need to talk about our health and other
people still got problems.
Other big part of our mission is the health. And so Dr. Sherry Rogers will be here. Tomorrow, we're going to run one of the best interviews, and I think when I say best, one of the most important interviews that we've done here is General McInerney's interview we did a week or so ago. And we're going to replay that tomorrow. And we're not going to be live. I talked about yesterday because I don't know. One, I don't know what's going to go on tomorrow. Two, I think it's important. I don't know exactly when Trump's going to speak. I think it's important that we do watch Trump when he speaks. I think this is an important time. And, you know, some people are like, well, I don't care anymore. I'm done. Okay. I get it. You know, I understand. I want to watch it. I need to watch it. So we're going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, we're going to watch it. So one of the best interviews we've ever done, most important, is General McInerney. He lays out this situation very succinctly, very clearly. He was the first one that I heard who came out before the election and laid out clearly his intelligence, what they were telling him. He's a cyber warfare expert. He's been at the highest levels of government, served directly under several presidents. He is a retired lieutenant general with extreme connections and a cyber warfare expert. It's a very important interview, and we'll be replaying that tomorrow. And then we'll take it from there. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I have ideas. We'll talk about that a little bit. One of the things we are doing today, we are fasting sun up to sun down. We talked about it yesterday. Sherry, if you're listening, you know, I want you to call in. I want you to talk about this for a second. You know, tell us why you're doing this, why this is important. I'm doing it, and Kev, you can come up with you can tell everybody why I'm fasting, because it's time that truth wins out, that we're begging God to forgive us for our many sins, that the curse on this nation, specifically abortion, is one of our absolute biggest curses, that these curses may be able to be lifted and that truth may be able to be heard and to be executed, and our will and the Declaration of Independence to stand, that God will have mercy upon us even in our multitude of errors and our multitude of ingratitude and apathy to this. Because, you know, like Nineveh, there's more than 50 that are ready to stand here.
Exactly.
There's more than that are, and we need to be ready to stand, and we need to be ready to do whatever God's about to ask us to do, because I think he's about to ask us to do something. Okay, if you want this covenant to stand, I'm going to need something from you. And I think he is. And I think you have given that, and this audience has given that. So I'm fasting for us to get our mind right, and God's mercy and God's angels and Psalm 35. I'll read a little bit of that later. That's the most, Psalm 35 is one of the most powerful spiritual moments in America's history, was directly related to Psalm 35. When they were meeting to decide Samuel Adams at one of America's most uncertain times, and they wanted to pray. Some people said, well, let's say before we do. And this set the tone for really the rest of America, Congress and what have you. And many of them, well, I don't want to hear prayer from a Methodist, or I don't want to hear from a Baptist. They're going back and forth. Samuel Adams, the father of the American Revolution, for all these secular humanists who want to lecture us about the waywardness of the founding fathers and their atheistic natures and their whatever, Samuel Adams stood up and said, I can hear a prayer from a Methodist, a good Methodist, just like I can a Baptist. I want to hear a prayer. We need to pray to God. And before he prayed, he read Psalm 35, which is a direct petition to God, a direct petition to God that the hole that has been dug by our enemies will be filled by those who have dug it. And then he said a prayer. And then several people in that room said that is the most powerful, basically spiritual moment of their lives. What happened in that room? Psalm 35. Today we are fasting like Isaiah, I think it's chapter 58 or 53, or maybe it's both of them. Talk about fasting that the morning may break, that truth may break in this country, because only supernatural power can be with us. But at the same time, that's all we need is supernatural power.
That's it. Yeah.
So it's a double-edged sword, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen?
Mm-hmm.
So we're appealing for it. We're calling for it. We are, I won't say throw in God's face, but we're holding up to God's face with boldness
mm-hmm.
the covenant that our founding fathers brought forth for him. And that we are willing to stand behind this, that we are willing to execute this, and we are asking for his mercy again like they did about 50 years ago. And that Psalm 35 will hold sway and power in our country again. That's what I'm fasting for. And that the truth will be known from the rooftops, and everything that has been hidden from us will be seen, and that we will choose. That's my prayer. That's my fast. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning.
So good to be with you.
And I'm fasting for George Washington.
Well, George Washington's not here, but go ahead.
Well, he fasted and prayed. He lost every battle during the Revolutionary War, and he won the war. That's what we can do right now.
Well, he lost everyone up until crossing the Delaware.
Right.
Lost everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to talk about, you know, Moses crossing the Red Sea. I'm not diminishing Moses crossing the Red Sea. What I'm trying to get you to understand is the weight and the miracles of our American Revolution.
Yes, the miracles.
And when I say, you know, the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence is just as important as many parts of your Bible, I'm not diminishing the Bible by saying that. I am elevating the mm-hmm. Declaration of Independence. The most important sentence written for almost two millennium was written by Thomas Jefferson and the group tasked with writing the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so forth. That is the most important sentence. And it is on the line, and we are going to hold it with God's power and God's mercy.
Mm-hmm. I made about five calls yesterday asking people to pray to get in. And they called. We're going to have hundreds, if not thousands, from the people I called. They got prayer groups all around the country, and they're going to come together. They're excited. I mean, they were typing back to my friend, "This is exciting. This is exciting. I will pass it on. Let's do it." Yeah, just all positive stuff. It was just wonderful.
So if you did not. Sherry, I don't know where you are. Call Sherry.
Yeah, call Sherry.
If you don't know the number, it's 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We're fasting from sunup to sundown tonight, today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, if you're just hearing this, you didn't hear yesterday's, you know, obviously you can't or whatever, but you can start now and you can pray and you can read Psalm 35, at some point. And read it as a petition. Read it as a plea. Because that's what our founding fathers did at near their most desperate moment. They read Psalm 35 as a, heck, I'll get it out right now.
Yeah, do it. Absolutely.
I mean, there's no point in just keep talking about it.
Just get it and read it. Read it six times today.
Wow. Do you believe that? I flipped right to it.
Oh,
are you serious?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I swear to you, ladies and gentlemen, I flipped right to it.
Yeah.
Wow.
He certainly did. It wasn't bookmarked. Did
no. I just, this whole, you know how thick a Bible is. I flipped to it the page.
Wow.
Here's what our founding fathers, at their most darkest,
yes,
unsure mm-hmm. moment, or one of them, certainly, this is what they stood and I won't say throw in the face of God, but this is what they put in the face of God and beg for his mercy. Plead my cause, O God.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you think the adversary doesn't want to hear this read? When this is how, you want to know how we got where we got? With boldness, we approached the throne of God and begged for his mercy and begged for his protection and then did everything within our power, figuratively.
Yeah, absolutely.
To live for this and, yeah. And to support the Declaration of Independence. We got cut off, apparently. I literally, Uncle Kevin's here, I flipped the Bible right open to it.
Right open.
It's not even marked.
You know
how big the Bible is.
Yeah, no bookmark, no nothing. Bam, right there.
I will read it, and this is what we are putting forth. This is my prayer, and we do have, it was Winnie, not Sherry. I apologize, Winnie. Winnie's on hold, so we'll go to Winnie right after this. I'm going to read the first 10 verses. Plead my cause, O God, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of God chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of God persecute them. For without cause have they hid from me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. And let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in God. It shall rejoice in his salvation, and all my bones shall say, God, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. And that is our prayer, and that is our power, and we're holding up that covenant with our that our founders brought us. We're holding it up. And that the truth may be shouted from the rooftops. And that the pit that has been dug for us, without unawares, we were created by God. Because we are created by God, these people have chased us. They have hunted us. They have wanted us. They have dug pits for us. They have tricked us. They have lied to us. They have deceived us. They have taken our good nature and used it against us. They have manipulated us. They have taken our efforts, our money, our everything, and then turned us into slaves when God made us kings and priests and queens and high priestesses to the Most High. And now here we are at this most critical juncture. We're right at the edge of the Rubicon here. And we are going to rely on our Savior. We are going to rely on our God. And as William Bradford dedicated this land to Jehovah, that covenant is still in effect. As 56 men sat in a room in Philadelphia and signed the Declaration of Independence, that we hold these truths self-evident, that covenant is in effect. Your family, your creation, your DNA, the threat of the vaccines coming up, your very essence created by God himself, is in their crosshairs. But let the angel of God chase them. Let them be chaff before the wind. And the very pit that they have dug for us, let them fall into it. And let us be delivered. And let us say about our God, who is God, that he is strong to deliver the poor from him that should be too strong for him. They should be too strong for us. They should overwhelm us. But there is something greater in effect here. And all of our history, all of our covenant, all the way back to Moses and to God and to Adam, and the dominion and power brought to us, that is what we are bringing now. And we descend it and we call forth angels to go forth on Washington now. And that all those of the adversary, that all the strongholds and the demons, that America may awaken to it and may choose right. That is my prayer and our prayer today. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Yahushua, amen.
Amen.
Let's go to caller. Is it Winnie, Todd, that we have? It was Winnie, not Sherry. Why did I say Sherry? Sherry called yesterday, too, didn't she? I apologize. Winnie, are you in Ohio, Winnie?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then I got straight.
Hey,
okay.
Winnie, how you doing?
Hi, Winnie.
Oh, I'm doing fine, Uncle Kevin. It's a beautiful day. This is the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm so glad that you called today. Yesterday you came on and you told me about your fasting. Uncle Kevin and I, my wife, he's called lots of people. I think we sent an email out about it. So, tell us a little bit about the genesis of this. You kind of started the fire here. Tell us, what you're doing and why you are fasting.
I'm fasting for the good of our nation. I want us all to come and to know the truth. You know, once you know the truth is going to set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we just got to stand on that. And we can't let the power of darkness overtake us. We just cannot let that happen in this nation. This nation, God created this. When he created this nation, we're just like an experiment. We're different than the other nations. He created this nation, and we've got to take a hold of it. We've got to keep it. We've got to keep it, just like you read in the Declaration of Independence. God has been so good to us. We are so blessed. The blessings, we have been so, so blessed in this nation, and we cannot take it for granted. We've got to hold on to it. We've got to hold on to it. The powers of darkness, oh, yeah, they're all around us. They want to grab it. They want to take a hold of what if we're going to let it go, they'll grab it. But we can't let that happen. We've got to pray. We've got to pray. We've got to pray. We pray. Pray is talking to God. And fasting, right. Fasting gets us closer to God. Fasting takes us away from the normal and gets us out and doing things that maybe we wouldn't normal do, or we give up something. We give up something. It doesn't have to be food. It can be a lot of things. Maybe you love shopping on this day. Well, you're going to give it up today. You're just not going to do it today. Or the computer. You're going to give up your computer today. Or you're going to give up your iPhone or your smartphone today. Whatever it is. God takes that. And that gets you closer to him. Closer to him. And that's why we do it. We do it because we want to hold on to what we've got. We've got a wonderful nation. God gave it to us. We don't want the evil one to take it back. We want to keep it. We want to keep it. And we were founded on all those things you told us, those wonderful things we were founded on. We want to keep them. We want to grow. We want to grow closer to God. And open your Bibles, people. Open your Bible. See what God's talking to you. And those of you that can, when you read it out loud. Because then you're seeing and you're hearing it. And that's wonderful. Just God bless America. God bless you all. And God bless the Power Hour. Thank you, Daniel and Uncle Kevin, for what you're doing. God bless you a bunch.
Wow. I don't have anything to add. You got me teary-eyed.
Yeah.
God. I think God is doing something serious here with our country, and this is a shaking. I think this is a watershed moment, and I think, I think America, when I say America, I mean, Christian, moral, red-blooded Americans are, we're at our strongest right now, and we're also at our weakest. We're at both. And I think it's going to go to our strongest, I think. Stay right there, Winnie. We got a break, and we'll see you on the other side. Stay right there if you can.
Okay.
We got Dave in Pennsylvania, too. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Power Hour. We are not children.
No.
We are not infants. We are not weak. We have power. We have dominion. Let's use it.
And we will win.
Stay tuned.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thank you.
I got a call from my cousin. My aunt has not been feeling well, and she now has COVID. And, you know, she's been taking the heart drops. I didn't even tell the story about the heart drops. Okay, she had been... she had a low dose of statins. I said, for the love of God, whatever you do, don't take statins. Stop taking statins. She stopped taking statins, started taking the heart drops. She started to feel better, have more energy. She went back. They wanted her on a low blood pressure medicine. She went back. Her blood pressure is lower than it's been in years. But to taking her heart, she's taken about, I don't know, four or five months. I don't know. Something like that.
How many bottles did she go through?
I don't know. It's been about, I could be wrong on that, but it's been a little bit of time. It's not been a month. It's been 4 to 6 months or so. And she's been doing better. Her blood pressure went down. It's been the lowest it's been in a long time. She, now has COVID. She felt really tired. She started taking the oregano yesterday. She got a little energy back. I'm sending her some quercetin and zinc. She's got the vitamin D, so she's going to do it all. So we'll see how she does. We'll keep an eye on how she does. Now, she is in a neighborhood that's got a lot of 5G, and I'm very interested in this 5G and how that connects to everything. She's around a lot of 5G.
Makes it worse. Fires it up.
It does something.
But those heart drops are truly amazing.
Stunning.
You take two big bottles of that, it can change your life.
Well, it's changed hers. Her whole life has changed.
That's no joke.
Yes. The other thing, the prostate, the bladder, the kidney formula. That's all at thepowermall.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
You know, they're talking about this variant strain and what's going on. You know, I've already calculated in my mind that the illusion's not working anymore. The death numbers are coming up. This is going to start spreading like wildfire. The death numbers for 2020 are not that different from 2019.
No.
So to say this is a pandemic, not true.
It's a joke.
Not true.
No,
more people did not die.
Nope.
More people did not die.
Right.
So
a pandemic, people have to die.
Yeah. Homeless people are on the street dead on the street.
Right.
And things like that.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
No.
So. And people are starting to get that illusion. And that fact is going to start going out like crazy. Johns Hopkins did a report early in the year. The CDC, the numbers, I mean, we've talked about this. I've said this 10 times on this show. No, more people are not dying.
I know.
The numbers are saying this.
More people, I think, were dead in 2018.
And the rate of suicides is really higher, and
yes.
The rate of drug overdose is really higher.
Mm-hmm.
So there's come on. Anyway, thepowermall.com, the reason I say that, because they're going to have to do something because their illusion's breaking down.
And
they're going to try to do something. All I want you to be is prepared.
Yeah.
I want you to be prepared. These products can change your life. They can save your life. We've seen them. They have saved people's life. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice. We have seen them save people's lives and change their lives,
you know?
So
that's the amazing part about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your support, and you're welcome for what we do. We're supported by you, ladies and gentlemen. Buy from the good guys, will you? Buy from the good guys.
Yeah.
Getting back to Winnie, I just got a text from Todd. Do we have Dave in Pennsylvania still? Okay, Dave, just hang on a second. I got a text from, and we got Winnie. So, I just got a text from Pastor Wright. He texted me, this is Isaiah 54. Behold, no, in righteousness shalt thou be established. You know, put this on America right now. Let's put this towards America and what really is America and the Declaration of Independence. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Thou shalt not fear. And from terror, for it shall not come near thee. I mean, can't you say that's what our whole existence been for the most part, more or less?
Excellent.
Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me, meaning the other people against us. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake.
Man.
What a powerful scripture.
Absolutely.
No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. And I condemn these people now. And I condemn them to the fate that they have chosen for us. I condemn them to the pit that they have dug for us.
Absolutely.
I call forth the angels of heaven and the power and the covenant on this land that the pit they have dug for us, they will fall into, and that righteousness will be reestablished and re-energized and reinvigorated in this country yet again. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of God, and their righteousness is of me, saith God.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That's where we are. We got Winnie from Ohio. She's Winnie, you've really started something. I mean, I don't know how many people are involved, but it's not a few. There's a lot of people that are involved here today in this fast and or prayers in the next couple of days. Any final thoughts that you may have about this or anything?
Yeah, just you're fading away. I can hardly hear you. I'm afraid my phone's going to go dead on me. I just want to thank you. I just want everybody to continue to do this. Do this at least once a week. Get in your Bible. Read God's Word. Your God's Word is God's love letter to us. That is God's love letter to us. I don't know whether you can still hear me or not, but
yes.
God bless you all. God bless America. I've got to say goodbye. Goodbye
okay.
now, and God love you all. Bye-bye.
Yes,
all
right. To you.
Get that phone plugged in. Didn't she have that trouble yesterday, too?
She got a Trax phone. Her time's running out.
Yeah, she had that problem yesterday. We have Dave in Pennsylvania. Dave in Pennsylvania, you're live on the air.
Hey, good morning, Daniel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kevin.
Yeah, good morning.
Awesome. Last time we talked, I was going to that rally back in March when we were going to take a stand against our illegal actions of our governor, Wolf, there in Pennsylvania. But I wanted to let you guys know that you're 100% right, especially with this mask situation you guys have been saying, where this is just the start. And this is what I've been screaming from the rooftops, that once they can demand what goes on your body, then they can demand what goes into your body.
Wow.
And it's been challenging, to say the least, to get people to wake up. Here in Pennsylvania, what we've done, I'm our state director with PA for the CSPOA group.
Oh, excellent.
And what I've done is reached out to our law enforcement, both our chief of police and our sheriff in our county, and said, hey, these illegal acts, should not be followed, or they should be completely ignored. And our sheriff and chief of police agree wholeheartedly and said, we're not going to enforce any of these mandates or edicts.
Wow.
And
that's
I think it's
excellent.
Important for people just to reach out to their law enforcement and give them that point of view so that they can take back, what was rightfully ours, which is our freedoms. And so we've gone around our entire family. We haven't worn a mask or a face covering in any business, any restaurant, any store. We've encouraged stores to stay open. Right now, it's illegal to have eat-in, dine-in restaurants, and we've encouraged restaurants to stay open, which some have, and have completely defied these edicts from our governor here in PA.
You can't see me, but if you could see me, I'd be standing up and I'm clapping.
Yes.
I'm clapping right
yes.
now. This is so amazing. Dave, you talk about you're a spokesman for CSPOA. Talk about that to begin with. Why did you get involved with it, and what have you seen? I mean, you've given this example. What have you seen being involved in it?
Absolutely. Well, Joyce was was the one that brought Sheriff Mack onto the program. And once I heard this, the very first time I heard Sheriff Mack, I said, wow, this guy has the information. He's got the key to our freedoms, to success. And no sooner did I hear, like, my first or second interview with Sheriff Mack, I flew out to Utah, went to a CSPOA event, immediately signed up, and then I've even helped with some of the training with those guys. Actually, 4 years ago, in this January 20th, 2016, is when we went to D.C., and we had a sheriff's event there, and I spoke there and did some training with that group. But really, our freedoms are right there. But people, because of lack of knowledge and of understanding, have just gone by and accepted whatever the government says or whatever comes out of TV as that's the truth, and these are the people that make the rules, and we have to obey them, and completely miss that these government officials answer to us. And so we've just, you know, that's my inspiration to try to give to others. But with that being said, I'm going tomorrow to the D.C. event and going to support freedom.
Do you need, I want you to
call in.
I want you to be our kind of spokesman, not spokesman, but kind of our on the site
eyes,
reporter.
Eyes on the ground.
I want you to,
absolutely,
call back in after, or we can get your number. Can you please, Todd, can you please get his number? And, I'll text you or something. So I want to stay in communication with you and let me know. I was not able to go. I probably should have. I'm probably going to regret it, but I got this young baby. I'm not making excuses.
No, it's understandable.
I feel
that the people that wish they could go but just can't for whatever reason, I feel that energy and that excitement and that power. So I'm going not just for myself, but also for our nation. So.
Well, you're going for the Power Hour right now. I mean, you're carrying the Power Hour.
Thank
you're carrying
you
the CSPOA.
Much.
Thank you for what you're doing. I'd like to get a hold of you. We'd like to give you a little support too in that to help you out. And maybe we give you some products from the Power Mall, something for doing it. And, I want to connect with you that way. So make sure before you get off the air, I want Todd, make sure that you get his, contact. And for some reason you get cut off, call right back and tell Todd your contact, because I want to be able to. I will text you as soon as I get your phone number. Is that okay? Can I text you? You got a cell phone?
That's fine. No,
okay.
Absolutely.
I have been on that soapbox too about CSPOA, and I've had many people approach me about the assembly and different things, and I support them. I support them as far as, I encourage you. You want to come on and talk about it? But the most powerful thing that I can do to secure our freedom right now, to me, is I can be on this radio and I can inform people and set, brush fires in the mind of men, as Samuel Adams says. I can do that. I can invoke and make declarations in the name of God. I can do that. That's powerful. I can get people to pray. I can, organize to some extent there. But with that, there's almost nothing that I've seen. There is nothing I've seen outside those few things that I can do that is more impactful than to reach out to a sheriff, talk to a sheriff, support a sheriff, CSPOA, get involved with Sheriff Mac. Would you agree with that? And why if you do?
Absolutely. Well, just for the mere fact that the constitutional sheriff or the sheriff is the supreme law of the land. And that's evident and clear throughout our jurisdiction, throughout the laws, throughout that case. Where the Clintons were, Sheriff Mack brought against the Clintons, but, the federal government does not have authority over the sheriffs, cannot threaten them or imprison them, and that the sheriffs answer directly to the people. That position is so crucial. And I think because of the lack of understanding, just on generally speaking for Americans, myself included, before I learned this, was if we didn't. You can see the government's trying to phase out sheriffs, and in some states and some counties, they have done that. But
yeah, Hawaii doesn't even have—they don't even have sheriffs in Hawaii. They don't even have a sheriff in Hawaii, I don't think anymore.
I think they're gone.
Correct, and I think either in Connecticut or one of the New England states, they've gotten rid of that office as well.
Wow.
And it's because lack of understanding, and my people will perish for lack of knowledge, for lack of understanding, and. If we don't get back to that and where the people reach out to their sheriffs, the ones of us that still have them, which is a majority, and encourage them and get on the same page with them, that then they will be more empowered to take a stand to defend the citizens they swore an oath to God to protect.
I have said that, America is different for a lot of reasons than other countries, but we've seen like the lockdowns in London, Spain. We've seen, very aggressive by the police. I mean, literally pulling people over and just beating them, just piss out of them.
Yeah.
For not wearing a mask on site. I mean, just really that bad.
Slamming them face down.
So, yeah, it's terrible.
Unbelievable.
And I've said that the thing that separates America from those countries, why we're not in that situation, one, because the American people have more history of freedom, they would probably get madder quicker. But two, when you got one sheriff, like some of the sheriffs I've talked to in one of the states, there's like two or three sheriffs out of all the counties of the whole state that said, no, we're not doing it. I mean, out of the whole state, these two or three sheriffs just said, no, I'm not doing it. And because those two sheriffs said that to the governor then is forced, he's put in a very awkward situation where he can't mandate to the whole state because, oh, well, these two counties are going to, they're not going to do it. And then they're going to show the rest of the people that, you know.
And then it becomes infectious.
And then it becomes infectious. Then it becomes worse to them because those two counties wouldn't do it and they stood up to their power. I literally, the thing that is one of the main two things that is keeping us from being Spain is because of just the few sheriffs that are out there that are doing this. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And it goes back to the colonists. And I just like you were saying with setting that brush fire in the minds of men and women of freedom, it's almost like those three percenters that, you know, the majority of the country was okay with Britain being in charge and with the red coats violating the rights of people. But it's the three percenter that are saying, you know what, this has gone way too far, it's out of control, and we're done with this. And that's just like you said with the sheriffs. Only a couple of them, it took, and you want to talk about courage and bravery, that's what you're setting in people's minds and hearts with this program. Because when we know we have truth on our side, it's almost like we're limitless on what we can do.
Wow, that's powerful. Your scripture, you know, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's Hosea 4:6. Mm-hmm. The end of that verse, which, you know, you probably know, but many people don't because they just remember the first. The end of that verse is, because you have forgotten my law, I will forget your children.
And what is going on right now with our children? They're being attacked. Yeah. Their health is being attacked.
The number one cause of death in America and the world is in America. It's not heart disease. I mean, the CDC will tell you it's heart disease. It's not. It's abortion.
Yeah.
The number one cause of death in America is abortion.
42.5 million abortions this year.
Worldwide.
Last year. Unbelievable. Unfriggin'
believable. Number one cause of death in the world.
Yes.
In the world.
In the world.
Is abortion.
Is abortion. And Argentina, I think, just made it legal.
Catholic run for a long time. I mean, the Catholics held strong there.
They did. I think they just passed it.
Dave, God bless you. Make sure Todd's got your number. I'll reach out to you. We'll send something your way. We'll support you some way to do this. Make sure, you know, because it's not easy to do all these things, ladies and gentlemen. It's not easy. You know, I get calls. Well, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Well, I mean, you know, why don't I?
Grow wings and fly.
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy. It's all of us just having a dream, having a vision, having faith, having courage. And I think what you said, Dave, you know, when the truth is on your side, we have the truth. Our potential is limitless. That is the American ideal. I cannot overstate that enough. The Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident. The great experiment is that will we establish a society, a nation, on the basis of truth? Will we do it? And what is that truth? Can we hold it? Can we do it? Here we are. Yeah. Last thought is yours, Dave. Fantastic call.
Well, I just, again, wanted to encourage you, Daniel, and Kevin. I wanted to let you know that we're grateful. Your people out here, the Power Hour people, are grateful for all that you do. And just encourage those listeners that are a part of this Power Hour Nation. I'm telling you, we have the power. We're on the side of right. We're on the side of truth. And God is our provider. So just keep moving forward and just encourage and be blessed.
What do you think is going to happen here in the next, you know, day and then 2 weeks? The next 2 weeks, what do you think is going to happen?
My personal belief and my faith is that Trump will continue on with his second term. I'm not exactly sure how much of the Antifa or Black Lives Matter, how much turmoil they might bring into our nation, but I know that there is a much greater crowd that is for Trump and that the media is not showing, and the power is with those people, and they're not afraid to take a stand anymore. So I think we're in times of where history is being written.
Well, Dave, my hat's off to you.
Yes, same here. I mean, God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you. Really, I'm going to reach out to you. Please stay in contact with me once I give you my text. You know, text me. You know, keep in touch with me. It's people like you you're on the front line, buddy. I mean, you're on the front line. And really, God bless you. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Make sure he has your number. Don't hang up without giving him your number. There you go. Wow, what a call, huh?
Yeah, what a great call. We're going to win. We are going to win. I declare it right now. Donald Trump is going to be the president.
Well, I don't want those two things to be not Donald. I don't want them to be so not people say, well, you know, Donald Trump does it. Yeah, I get that. I want people to understand that. But right now, our victory, if Trump doesn't win, we're crossing a Rubicon.
Right.
And so right now, Trump is our man.
He is.
I don't care what difference of I promise you. I don't care what differences of opinion. I want to say
he's got his finger in the dike.
I want to exactly. I want to bring up something to you. This great reset that everybody talks about.
Oh, it's not going to be great.
They wanted to do the great reset. They wanted to reestablish, to rehypothecate what humanity means.
Yes.
That's, I mean, if you really wanted to put your finger on it, the great reset means a rehypothecation of the definition of humanity.
Right. Absolutely.
They had a plan that they were going to do it on a backdrop and the underpinnings, by the back door.
Yes.
With a war going on. I promise you.
Yep.
They wanted a war, a bloody war. Mm-hmm. They wanted some nuclear bomb to go off in this country. They wanted, you know, these sleeper cells to be activated. They want war. And that may be what they're going to try to unleash here because we're going to...
Blue Beam is right around the corner.
They are... That's what they wanted. And so when people say, well, Trump this, Trump that, Trump... Okay, all right. I mean, we can argue about certain things. Trump tipped over their apple cart. He is the first president in almost 50 years that hasn't accelerated a foreign conflict. I mean, let that sink into you.
And he's against abortion.
He's the first president to speak at the pro-life march.
Absolutely. And yep.
He is not accelerating. He has upset all of their plan. See, now they are in open field. They are in open field right now without cover.
Right.
Because of Donald John Trump and the miracle that God has just done to our country.
Absolutely.
They wanted to have a war in the back. Oh, well, we can't pay for everything. We're just going to have to reset everything because war.
Raise your taxes.
What Daniel Esselin said a million times? War writes off debts and responsibilities.
It does.
That's what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do it. Why? Because of Donald John Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And he is standing there. He is the first president in almost five decades not to accelerate a foreign conflict. And this is key. And he's actually decelerating foreign conflict.
Yes.
And
he's standing there almost by himself. Almost everybody in Washington has abandoned him. It's amazing. It's powerful.
It is very powerful. So this is the Rubicon. And you say, well, you know, we can still fight. Yes, you're right. Right now, figuratively, we're fighting on our feet. If we allow this Rubicon to be crossed and we allow the deep state to subvert our will and our, you know, the just powers are derived from the consent of the government, if we allow this, we're going to be fighting on our knees.
Yes.
It's not that we can't win, not that we won't win, not that whatever, but we'll be in a much desperate situation. It's very important. It's very important we push CSPOA. It's very important that we pray. It's very important. Please, Psalm 35.
Yes.
If you can't fast, you can't whatever, you can pray and you can read Psalm 35. Please read Psalm 35 out loud.
Out loud.
Out
yes.
loud, even if it's to yourself, to your family, whatever. Out loud.
And beg the Lord for it.
Stay tuned. Dr. Sherry Rogers on the other side.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle. This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.